This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Pray that your children will have a profound sense of place in this world and a heavenly place in the next. God never dismisses a parent's prayer. All of that to say, this is what Proverbs is saying, buy the truth. Get wisdom, get insight, get discernment from the Lord, get understanding. That happens when godly parents cover their children in prayer. I mentioned this in the first service, even parenthetically, it wasn't in my notes, but I'm amazed at moms and dads who are adamant that their son get to know the right people at school athletically. They're adamant that their son or daughter get to know the right friends at school, and I want you to connect with the good kids. I want you to connect with the popular kids, perhaps. I want you to connect with the scholarly kids or the athletic kids. And in so many homes, nothing is ever said. I want you to have a relationship with the God who made you. Nothing is said. I want you to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, who is the way, the truth, and the life. The one who is the resurrection and the life. That's not even mentioned. It doesn't even get a subtle secondary or third mention in their lives. And yet that's what it means to be a parent. Let's go to this rough chapter 30 that has that pretty graphic thing. Verse 11, there are those who curse their fathers and do not bless their mothers. Do you know why you need to take that seriously, that phrase right there? For this reason. In the Old Testament times, this was a capital offense. Do you understand that? That was a capital offense. To curse your dad meant you died. It was like murder. And we think nothing in our culture today in 2013 of cursing dad and cursing mom and despising dad and despising mom. There's a casualness of spirit when it comes to parents. And when I read that, one of the commentaries said, remember, this was a capital offense in Old Testament times. And I said, that's right. People died because they cursed their fathers. Verse 12 says, there are those who are pure in their own eyes and yet are not cleansed of their filth. Note the reference to the eyes. Eyes are always associated in the Bible with two things, seduction and pride. In other words, the only thing I can find in the Bible about what we do with their eyes, men and women both can use eyes to help seduce people. It's a tool of seduction. But also the eyes reflect pride. It talks about the seven things God hates in the book of Proverbs, and it says the first thing is haughty eyes, eyes that are looking up to look down on somebody. And isn't it interesting, the connection between the son or daughter who curses his father and despises his mother probably is a person of pride. Is it always that way? No, I'm not saying it is, but there's linkage. Sometimes, not always, the attitude that we manifest toward our parents is a little bit of a reflection of how we reflect toward God. Is that always true? No. And I wouldn't be so arrogant as to say it's always true. But sometimes your attitude toward your dad or toward your mom may be a little reflection of your attitude to the God who made you, and the God who sent his son to die for you. And that's something to think about on this Father's Day, 2013. God loves you. He's got a plan for your life. He's got a plan for your marriage. He's got a plan for your family. And that plan involves you having a regard for the Lord and honoring your parents and blessing your children. It all ties in together.
Well, as we close, a reminder, a new series begins next week on Cross Hope. And speaking of Cross Hope, brand new website we'd like for you to look at called crosshope.org, a revised and updated website we're excited about. That's crosshope.org. God bless you, and thanks for listening each day.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.